Very happy, Liam, for the performance today, I suppose, over the 70-odd minutes. And, you know, we got two goals, which is good as well. We haven't really been creating the last couple of games. And we went toe-to-toe with Wexford. Now, I know it wasn't their full team, and we're missing a good few as well. But all in all, very happy performance. And look, we're trying to build for the championship at the end of the day. This is what this league is for. We were never contenders to win this league. So we just need to get as much out of these games as we can.
I was impressed with the way you moved the ball around, Michael. You know, there's a bit... You know, urgency here to four off league play, I suppose, before you came in was a little bit lethargic, and but you've certainly introduced, you know, moving the ball through the channels. It worked well today on occasion.
Yeah, look, without doubt, and I still think we need to tidy up on it. We're still, you know, maybe passing around, maybe in areas that is a bit maybe congested, and we've got to be smart on that. But like for me, like, look, I think you got to hurl in a dynamic way where you can go long and you can go short. You can't just go either one way. So that's, I've been doing that, been working hard on it, you know. And as I said, we made a lot of silly errors in our first two games, and they've really tidied that up now, to be fair to them. And we've kind of moved on from that. But there's a lot more work to be done, and there's huge improvement there, I think, in that Offaly team, in the Offaly panel. Now again, numbers are not huge in Offaly, as we know, and there's only a certain number of clubs there realistically, but what we have is a really committed bunch that are ambitious and who are just hungry to represent Offaly and are very proud, to be honest, you know. So they're trying to, you know, make Offaly people proud again, and that's what they're trying to do. Like, it's a very proud county, and I know, like, they haven't been contending like over a long time, to be honest. You know, you go back to the 90s really is the last time they were contending. I think last time they won an under 20s was, or under 21 was maybe in 2000, and they haven't contended since then really. So you need a bunch of players coming through, and hopefully we'll get that now in the underage systems. GPOs have landed now during the week as well, in terms of underground, I think six of them in Offaly. So that's a process that's only starting now, but it's good it started, and hopefully we'll see more of that in the future, and more young prosperous hurlers coming through in the underage system.
It's only when the helmets came off the lads at the end of the game they realised how young they are.
Yeah, no, they're a very young group, and very, you know, very much leaders. Like, you know, like 22, 23, 24. A lot of them boys are leaders of the team, and they're taking a lot on their shoulders, to be honest. And I think that's why patience and time is always needed. And I think having a young group like that now, hopefully they'll move forward together over the next number of years. You know, when I'm gone like that, they'll still be there and they'll still be driving it. There's probably been too much transition over the last number of years of players, and if we've steady core group now that can work together and build together, I think there could be something there.
I suppose realistically, what were you looking for in the league? It's a chance for you and the lads to test themselves, and this is probably the toughest division, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, look, without a doubt it is the toughest, but I think for me it's looking at, you know, we tried to break the 20 point mark. We haven't got there, unfortunately. Maybe 16, 17 points was the most we got. We got two goals today. Like, we haven't been creating much goals, and it's good to see that today as well. Our work rate, break of ball, like all the simple basic things. Are we making, you know, unforced errors, and how many of them are we making? Fouls today, you know, we gave away a lot of fouls today, and some of them were fairly, 50-50. I think the hand passing rule is a bit of a nightmare at the moment, and I think this needs to go, and I think we need to get focus off it, because it's going to cause more trouble for referees, for management, for players, for supporters. The hand pass is too fast to marshal. You know, if it's a deliberate throw, fair enough, but it's not deliberate. Let it go. It's a fast game. We love it fast. But if the referees constantly have to blow the whistle for some of these hand passes that they can't even see. Now, they're blowing them when they don't even see them, because they think it's a hand pass. And I feel sorry for referees at the moment, but this is going to ruin the game. We got to get away from it. And look, even the contact side of things as well. Like, we love our game, physical contact game. And if we keep going the way we're going, it's like myself, I'll be moving away from the game, because it's going to be going to a non-contact game where you're afraid to tackle, because if you hit someone head high at all these days, it's a red card. So tackling's going to get out of the game soon enough as well, and you know, there are things that kind of worry me about the game of hurling, to be honest. And I think it's a fabulous game, and you know, just even thinking 10-15 years back, you know, the war zones that we had were brilliant. Supporters loved them, everyone loved them. That off the ball stuff is gone. You know, that was dangerous, to be fair. Now it was good for entertainment and that, but it was dangerous. That's gone. That's long gone. So, you know, let the game flow, let it hurl, let the physical game that's there that we all love, let it on, and the hand passing thing, just get away from it. Stop putting the spotlight on it. There's no need, in my eyes.
I suppose finally, Michael, when you analyse the game, which you will, after you scored the penalty, Wexford outscored you then 12 points to 3 from there to the end. Maybe it just shows you where Wexford are at, I suppose.
Yeah, Wexford are at a really good level, and they're in a really good place, to be honest. And like, we're not in that range, to be honest, and that's the truth. But now we are, I said, missing a few lads, but still, Wexford had a very much, you know, they hadn't all our regulars there today, like, so And to be fair, they haven't had him over the last few games. Like Lee Chin is still missing. You know, there's a couple more there that haven't been playing. So they'll strengthen the team. And I suppose Dara's been looking for a bit of depth himself, you know, and he's probably after finding that now. So he'll be happy going into the championship. In terms of ourselves, yeah, like that would be disappointing, that 12 points to 3. But as I said, I think that's where we're at. You know, like I don't think there's a whole much pile we could have done on it. And we'll just keep working within our range and try to improve steadily. That's the plan.
As we're neighbours to yourselves in Kilkenny, it's a sad couple of days for Kilkenny, isn't it?
Very sad, yeah, very sad. Look, Paul was, you know, won multiple All-Irelands at Ballyhale. He represented Kilkenny at different levels, under 20, captain under 20, under 21, I think, a number of years back. And again, I would have played beside him, you know, in numerous positions in the back line. And really good fella, good friend, obviously, brothers to Tommy, Henry, John, and his two sisters. Like, so, you know, he's a young family at home there, like, and it's desperate now. And look, we've tragedy around the world at the moment, unfortunately, but when something happens at home, like, you know, just hits home really. And it's a tough time now over the coming weeks for the Shefflin family. And look, I said, no doubt Ballyhale people, like, no, they'll be all coming together over the coming weeks, you know, which is important.
Thanks, Michael, for your time.
Cheers, thanks.